Some more breaking news for you this morning. We're just hearing that a search is underway for a three-year-old British girl who's gone missing in the Algarve area of Portugal, and she went missing last night. Hundreds of people have been searching for the girl, and that search continuing this morning. So we will try to get as much on that as for you as soon as we can. Missing girl in Lutz.
Police in Portugal are starting a new search in a 16-year-old
case. Let's just bring some more detail on the breaking news that we brought
you a short
while ago. Reports
say investigators will search for traces of Madeline.
Tonight, Madeline's parents, Jerry and Kate, are still waiting desperately for news. And with every hour that passes, the questions only grow.
Police will have begun a new search on Tuesday at a reservoir close to where the British traveller Madeline McCann disappeared.
The police search of an area in Portugal near where Madeline McCann went missing 16 years ago has now come to an end. The search had already been extended from 2 days to 3. Now, Europe correspondent Siobhan Robbins is at the scene of the search and can bring us the latest. Siobhan.
The disappearance of Madeleine McCann on the evening of May 3rd, 2007, while vacationing with her family in Praia da Luz, Portugal, remains an enduring mystery that has captured the world's attention for over a decade. The circumstances surrounding her vanishing, the various theories proposed to explain it, and the ongoing investigations have combined to create a complex and perplexing case that continue to raise questions and elicit public interest. Madeleine Beth McCann, a vivacious and charming three-year-old, was spending a holiday with her parents, Kate and Jerry McCann, and her younger twin siblings. The family was staying in a ground floor apartment at the Ocean Club Resort. On that fateful evening, the parents left their children sleeping while they dined at a nearby tapas restaurant with friends. They took turns checking on the children every 30 minutes. However, during one of these checks, Kate McCann discovered that Madeleine was missing. The window was open and the shutters were raised, and Madeleine was gone. The circumstances surrounding Madeleine's disappearance are a key factor that contributes to the baffling nature of the case. How could a child seemingly vanish from a secure apartment in the midst of a family vacation with no obvious signs of forced entry or struggle? This puzzling aspect, combined with the international attention the case received, propelled it into the global spotlight. The media frenzy that ensued had both positive and negative effects on the investigation. While media coverage brought awareness to the case and generated numerous tips and leads from around the world, it also led to sensationalism, misinformation, and interference with the official investigative process. The intense scrutiny made it challenging for law enforcement to distinguish between credible information and baseless speculation. Over the years, several theories have been proposed to explain Madeleine's disappearance. Let's take a look at some of them. Abduction. This is perhaps the most discussed theory. It suggests that an unknown individual entered the apartment and abducted Madeleine with either premeditated intent or in an opportunistic manner. The lack of concrete evidence or reliable witnesses that night makes it difficult to verify or discount this theory definitely. Accidental death and concealment. Some theorists posit that Madeleine might have died accidentally within the apartment, perhaps from a fall, an adverse reaction to medication, or some other unforeseen event. In this scenario, those present might have attempted to cover up the incident to avoid legal consequences. Human trafficking. Given Madeleine's young age, some speculate that she could have been abducted for the purpose of human trafficking. The demand for young children in illicit markets raises concerns about her potential exploitation. Involvement of non-individuals. Speculation has also arisen about the possible involvement of someone familiar to the McCann family. This could include someone with a motive, whether accidental or deliberate. Opportunistic predator. This theory suggests that an individual unknown to the family may have seized an opportunity to abduct Madeleine, exploiting a vulnerable moment when her parents were away from the apartment. Investigations into the case have seen various developments. Initial investigation. Portuguese authorities led the initial investigation. Cultural and language differences, as well as public disputes between the police and the McCann family, complicated the investigation's progress. Private investigators. The McCann family enlisted the help of private investigators to continue the search. These efforts generated a list of individuals of interest and potential suspects, but no definitive breakthrough was achieved. Operation Grange. Launched in 2011, the UK's Metropolitan Police initiated Operation Grange to review the case. While the operation has pursued numerous leads, its findings have not yet yielded a breakthrough. New leads and reported sightings. Throughout the years, fresh leads and reported sightings have periodically emerged, maintaining public interest and prompting renewed efforts from investigators. To this day, the case of Madeleine McCann remains unsolved. Her fate and whereabouts remain unknown, leaving her family, investigators, and the public with a haunting sense of uncertainty. The case continues to emphasize the challenges and complexities involved in missing persons investigations, and it serves as a reminder of the importance of thorough and persistent efforts in searching for answers. Ok, lembrando que esse texto está disponível, a sua transcrição, para que vocês acompanhem essa história no nosso blog em www.englishinbrasil.com.br/blog. Ok? See you next time!